number you have reached has been disconnected.
I was All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. Boards of Canada with, so I played that because they're on the Warp Records label, and that song, Open the Light, from Music Has the Right to Children, is indicative of what Tom York was listening to in the late 90s, right up into the writing and the recording of Kid A, and Amnesiac as well. So we needed to play something from that era. Other bands I could have, or artists I could have played from, include Apex Twin, Autechre, that type of stuff before that, Can. So we played Can and the Mushroom song, well, not the Mushroom song, it was just called Mushroom, from their masterpiece, Tago Mago. So we played that because a lot of the recording of Kid A happened in, they kind of adopted this, not a policy, but of just a way of recording where they just would jam and they would play and they would record this, whatever they were jamming with or whatever they were creating in the studio, but it wasn't really a defined song structure. And they did this because Can had done it and very effectively, and that was something they were leaning towards. And what Can would do is they would listen to what they had been recording in basically like a prolonged jam session, and then they would cut that up and make songs out of what they had. Radiohead was really struggling with that, so that was sort of an issue there. Kraftwerk before that with the Telephone Call from Electric Cafe. I love the song because it's like, you know, it has all this like futuristic 80s techno, and then they have like a rotary style phone. You hear the sounds of a rotary dial going back to its normal position. So, yeah, that's pretty funny. Radiohead, My Iron Lung from the band started things off. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. So part of why we're not playing only Kid A is also not just because of the influences and the way they were thinking about music at the time, but also because they had a lot to work with in terms of their catalog, a lot to in terms of their expectations of their fans and the press. And part of that had to do with this record, Pablo Honey, Creep, major hit. And I think they're even playing like MTV Spring Break at the time, if you can imagine that. I can't, although I do remember seeing that. But anyway, we're going to play a track. We're going to play Ripcord from Pablo Honey, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Inevitable, inevitable. It's so strong. I was hospitalized for approaching perfection. Slowly screwing my way across Europe, they had to make a correction. Broken and smoking where the infrared deer plunge in the digital snake. I tell you they make it so you can't shake hands when they make your hand shake. I know you like to line dance. Everything's so democratic and cool, but baby there's no guidance when random rules. I know that a lot of what I say has been lifted off of men's room walls. Maybe I've crossed the wrong rivers and walked down all the wrong halls, but nothing can change the fact that we used to share a bed. And that's why it scared me so when you turned to me and said, yeah, you look like someone. Yeah, you look like someone who up and left me low. Boy, you look like someone.
Piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me how long you gonna stay here, Joe. Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Venture Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Whoa, 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 whoa.
'cause a free wind is blowing through your hair, and the days surround your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air, in the air. Falling star, waiting for the early train. Sorry, boy, but I've been hit by a purple rain. Oh, come on, Joe, you can always change your name. Thanks a lot, son, just the same. Venture highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Cause a free wind is blowing through your hair, days surround your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air, in the
1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Built to Spill with The Plan, a great track from Keep It Like a Secret, and prior to that, America with Ventura Highway off of their Greatest Hits collection. Then we heard from the Silver Jews, Random Rules from American Water, and it was Radiohead's Ripcord from Pablo Honey starting things off. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. So basically, I'm just like picking stuff from that set. From each set, I pick like a song, I research it in the book, and I find out why it was in the book. And then I talk about it. So that's what I'm doing. It's the pattern I have. And so there's a section. We're talking, of course, about This Isn't Happening, the book Steve Hyden wrote regarding Radiohead and the writing of Kid A and then Amnesiac. But, I mean, the book goes beyond that as well. It really, well, it goes before. It's like before, during, and after. And most of the book is about those two records. But there's a little bit about the post-Amnesiac era of Radiohead. And they, you know, they were together. They toured around the world. And actually, Tom York was saying, was quoted as saying that they toured the wrong way around the world. So that they were just constantly battling, like, sleep deprivation and illness. And they were all, like, cranky and tired. And they took time off, and it was hard for them to deal with all of that, and then they had personal lives, and, you know, Silver Jews came into it because Steve Hyden had, like, almost like an email relationship with this guy, David Berman, who was the poet-songwriter behind the Silver Jews, and, you know, he was saying that as you get older, it takes twice as much time and effort to really make records when you have a personal life, children, wives, family, et cetera, et cetera. And that was sort of what Radiohead was dealing with in this, it was around 04 to 07, right before they made In Rainbows, or released In Rainbows. And so I think that was kind of interesting to kind of show the full evolution of the band as they get older. They can't just remain, you know, musicians. They had to be full-rounded people, of course. So that was sort of an interesting connection there. That's all of that. Let's play another track from Kid A. This is Morning Bell, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Morning.
underneath. It's new with ISIL, I think is what it's called. Icy? I don't know. I heard about it, right, because I read this book, which is what the show has been based on. This Isn't Happening from Steve Hyden, all about Radiohead's Kid A and Amnesiac, mostly Kid A. And the beginning of the 21st century, that's sort of the subtitle there. Before that, we had Tom York's The Eraser, the title track from that record, his solo stuff. Some of that came into play in the book, and Steve Hyden writes about that as well. Miles Davis's Black Satin from On the Corner. That was the funk jazz fusion era. All this stuff, a big influence on Tom York and on Radiohead as they gathered their thoughts and got ready to record and battled their demons to try to get a record together. Before that, it was, of course, Radiohead's Morning Bell from Kid A starting things off. We're about done here. 1,000 Points of Light. Thanks for sticking with me. Hope you're tuning back in and enjoying what you're hearing. Radiohead, this is a great show, and of course the radio station WMFO is surviving the pandemic. We're going to wrap things up with more from Radiohead from Kid A. This is Everything in Its Right Place, which I loved hearing, and Vanilla Sky, that movie with Tom Cruise, terrific. Check it out, from 2001. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. See you next week.
What was that you tried to say?